940, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran as we continue live on CLTV and 720 WGN. One of the funniest guys we know. He's playing this weekend along with Steve Cochran on New Year's Eve. CochranComedy.com for tickets. Pat McGann, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
You want to tell everybody the last time we saw each other? Well, I saw you. You didn't see me. I sent you a text. You were on stage.
Yeah, where was I?
Chicago
oh,
Theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Pat opened for Sebastian Maniscalco.
That's right. Oh, cool. Yeah.
And I had no idea you were opening for him. Was that publicized?
No, I think they kind of, they don't really mention who the opener is.
Okay.
You know? They didn't want you to overshadow
he's
him.
He's such a big name. I mean, he sold out six consecutive shows at the Chicago Theater. It was the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah, we did Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And yeah, I was fortunate enough. I've opened for him before, and he invited me back. And what a thrill for me, because the Chicago Theater, man, that was... It was fun.
You brought down the house. You killed it.
Come on.
I swear to you, you killed it.
It was fun.
You were so funny.
Nice crowds.
But as soon as you get on stage, I send him a text immediately. Of course, you're not supposed to do that. Do you bring your phone? Is it in your pocket or you keep it backstage?
Oh, yeah, it was right with me. No, not on stage.
Okay.
I had it in the green room, and he's busting me about how I was dressed.
Thanks for getting dressed up, Pat. You're at the Chicago Theater. He's wearing, like, shorts and a T-shirt.
So here's the thing. The first night, I wore a suit. No tie. I dressed up.
Right.
And then Sebastian was casual.
In leather and black,
because
he's Italian, and that's
on.
What he shows up in.
Yeah, but he usually dresses up a little bit more than that. And I was like, I would love to be more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to dial it back a little bit. Yeah.
So I'm busted him on that.
Yeah, he did.
The casual look.
Which was already in my head, though, because, like I said, I dressed up the first night, and then I'm like, I'm going to be more casual. And then I was like, now Pete's...
You brought up something that really hit home with me about women at dinner parties, how they suddenly want to plan a trip.
Oh,
and
they want to do
couples trips. Why do women do that?
Oh,
what do they
man.
Do it? It's
I don't
crazy.
Know. It's like, I don't know if they're overcompensating, but I talk about going out and marry couples and how, it's just awful.
Well, first of all, it's just hard to set a date.
Everybody's like the first, exactly. And then you get there, everyone's exhausted, everyone's got little kids, and they complain about how tired they are, and then after a couple glasses of wine, all the women at the table are like, we should all go to Australia. Wouldn't that be fun?
It's just so true.
The couples?
And it happens all
it's
the time.
It's like, it took us 6 months to put this dinner together.
It's true.
Three couples canceled today.
But they believe it's going to happen, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do. We'll get a cottage, on the coast. They researched it, right?
What coast? We do
the one
that.
On the right. We should go to that one.
Why do people always want to get a house together? I like staying in a hotel. I want my own room. You, but I don't want to stay in the
Why
same house.
Why do they
house.
Want to go to Australia? Can we go to Lake Geneva, or can we just go, Michigan City?
Right. Something a little bit closer.
We do that.
My wife will do that. I'm not drinking at all for the next 3 months. Try it 2 days. It's always bigger.
Yes.
It's got to be this huge plan.
For 2017, no wine for the first 6 months. Wait, Andrea said that
I
to me.
I did say that last
the other
week.
Day.
Earlier this week I said, I am not drinking in 20. Okay, maybe 3 months. 1 month. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. A week. I am not drinking. 3 days.
Can you imagine if you tried to not drink this year? This year.
Oh, my God.
I mean, people are mainlining heroin probably to get through this year.
Wow. The high highs and the low lows during the Cubs playoffs alone were crazy. And then you have the presidential election after that.
Yeah. Not
just nuts. No.
But I think it's just funny. Everyone's like, we can't wait for it. Yeah, everyone's going to keep complaining in 2017.
That's
right?
What
it's
they
not
do.
Like a switch is going to go
guys
off.
I think it's weird. Okay, we've had a lot of great celebrities who have passed away, unfortunately, this year. But I keep seeing people saying, I can't wait till 2017. Well, I'm sure there will be deaths in 2017,
yeah.
too.
Old people. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It has been an exceptional year in terms of that. I heard you guys had Dean on earlier, and he was talking about 15 pages of names.
Right.
And the Trib today is all that. The Trib is, a whole celebrity death page. And then the front page is everyone that got killed here in our city.
So right.
It's real uplifting news
good
today.
Stuff that you want to read.
Yeah.
Going into a holiday weekend.
Yeah, right. Get you out of bed. Makes you feel all warm. Then come on the radio and talk about it.
Yeah, it's just so hard to get motivated when you have kids. How'd you get over here in time? You have three kids. How old are they? Under six? Under seven?
They're 4, 3, and 2.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They, the mornings are terrible. Putting them in the bed is, the putting them in the bed is what I don't have to do all the time because I work at night. But that's that's when we just lie to them every night. It's just hey, big day tomorrow. Big day.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, you got to wake up and cry about broccoli. It's funny, like, sometimes yes. Sometimes they get up and they start yelling for us right away. Mm-hmm. And that's the worst. Like, you wake up to a person every day. Like, I don't have an alarm clock.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I always say, like, that. Imagine, like, if you went to turn your alarm clock off and it just stood up. You know? It was like,
it stood
I want
over
cereal.
You. Yes.
But my favorite, though, is my little guy in the crib. Like, sometimes I'll hear him. He'll be up and, like, won't call for us. And it's like, what is he doing in there? You know? Just planning his day.
So now you're nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, the baby's like, sleeping too late. What's going on here?
Yeah. He's just in there. You hear him, like, just moving around. He's just like, yeah, I should probably eat some fruit snacks today. Maybe try and put one up my nose.
He gets it. It's alone and on your own. That's what this world is.
Alone and on your own.
I put my train in the garbage today. Throw my coat down the stairs. I got so much to do.
Does your oldest know who you are? Does your oldest think, oh, it's cool that daddy's on stage? Or
no, she has no idea.
She could care less.
No.
Yeah, whatever.
And she's not going to care.
No.
As she gets older.
She told me a joke, though, the other day. She got it from, I think, Zootopia. And I didn't see. I've seen parts of Zootopia, but, you know, you just turn it on and you just try and do stuff. But she said, what do you call a camel with three humps? Pregnant. Pretty good.
All right, not bad.
Good.
I like it.
So that got her, like, mind going. I responded to it. I laughed. I'm like, oh, that's so funny, Jose. And then she's like, what is pregnant?
Oh, no.
So then, you know, and this is, like, bedtime. So I try to, like, you know, what do you say?
what did you say?
Well, I said, you know, when a mom and dad love each other, you can have a baby. And then she's like, well, what about the first baby? Where did the first baby come from? I'm like, that's a solid question,
wow.
Right?
Wow, that's deep.
So then I said, you know, originally people were monkeys, which I immediately regretted. Like, why am I going into evolution?
Wait a second. You've gone too far
so
back.
So then I backtracked a little bit to Adam and Eve.
Oh,
and then the next day, my sister-in-law, my daughter was over there, sends a text. She's like, so funny. Josephine just told Vivian, who's her 4-year-old cousin, that babies start off as monkeys in your mommy's tummy. And then when they're born, they turn into people.
That's nice. I like
She's
that.
She's like dead serious.
Okay. I'll go with that.
Next time, just go. You got good. A big day tomorrow. Oh, big day coming up for you.
Comedian Pat McGann in studio. Is it McGannComedy.com?
PatMcGannComedy.com.
PatMcGannComedy.com. You're playing this weekend with Steve Cochran. With more with Pat McGann coming up next. As I point to the TV, like I'm pointing to CLTV that we're going to a commercial.
Oh, we're on TV too?
Yes, we're on CLTV, man.
Love it.
Every day from 9 to 10. If you're watching on CLTV, Andrea had to get up. She pulled a muscle sitting.
No, I was sitting on my leg.
Are you
sure
about
that? You know how you put your leg underneath? Mm-hmm. Your butt and you sit on your leg.
I never do that ever.
Just pull the muscles.
Never
sitting.
Do that. Live on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Comedian Pat McGann in studio. You can go to PatMcGannComedy.com. You're playing with Cochran. Which show are you doing? The early show
the
at 1 o'clock?
The early show. At
the
1
o'clock show.
In Crystal Lake at the Rouse Center.
The Rouse Center.
Yeah, so that's going to be a party group
is,
right there.
Yeah. That is the early,
Let's do
early
it.
Show.
Yeah, I'm
it
going.
Is.
I'm going.
It is. And a comedy is like a nighttime beast, you
right.
know? But on New Year's, that's special. That's different. I think people will be ready to go. And they've done it before, so that's always good. They've done it daytime shows out there.
Right.
So they have like a trained audience. They're used to it.
As you know, as you get older, especially when you have children, you like to day drink and then be home by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah.
And it makes it more attractive to people that are not in that Crystal Lake Northwest area. Like you'll get out of there, you'll be home reasonable time.
Right.
It's beautiful out there. And this theater is great. It's a historic theater. Cochran's hilarious. They're gonna do like a year in review. John DeCoste will be there.
DeCoste, you
Tim
just
Banker.
Look at him and you laugh.
Yep.
I mean that guy.
So
yeah, yeah. He's hilarious.
So
I mean, I can't imagine his house. Is he married? Is he married?
Oh, he is married.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Wife.
All right.
Jackie.
Son, yeah.
Really?
Son Christopher. I know the whole deal.
Andrea wants you to talk about your wife at a dinner party.
When she met the guy.
Yeah. I was just talking about when you go to parties and you're talking to people you don't know.
Uh-huh.
So you like drag me to a party and there's a dude there named Marco. So it's like, you know, we're never going to be buddies. I don't know this dude.
Exactly.
So I was talking to him and I was like, what do you do? He's like, I'm a male model. It's like, oh, you're a male model. Thanks for clearing that up. I'm a male comedian. My sister's a female teacher. But then I asked this dude where he's from. He's like, I'm from Europe. It's like, really? You're from Europe? You were so specific a minute ago, male model, but now you're from a continent. You know? I'm going to start doing, like, where are you from? North America.
Well, he wanted that rare "I'm a male model." There's very few of us,
right? Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted that recognition
in a select group.
That's right.
Yes.
But he was talking to me about grilling out Oreos. I'm not making that up.
What?
He's like, you take an Oreo, put it in the grill for a minute, flip it another minute. It's delicious.
That, that's
and
then what
my
he
wife
sounds like.
Stand there like, that sounds amazing. It's like, does it? No, it sounds amazing because Marco from Europe said it. Like, if her Pat from the South Side of Chicago, she comes home, I'm grilling out Oreos, she'd be like, you are white trash.
That's not true.
You're a hillbilly from the South Side. That's what you are.
It doesn't make any sense, grilling an Oreo.
How do you stumble upon that? Like, you have, like, some T-bones on there, and you're like, hey, grab that sleeve of Oreos. Let's give those a whirl. We got some square footage open here. We got some real estate open on the grill.
I feel
get
like,
the cookies.
I feel like our wives drag us everywhere. We just want to stay home, man, and relax.
Right.
Can we have
some
downtime?
That's why we do what they do, because they make plans.
They do make plans nonstop, don't
you
they?
Know, it's like, you ever make plans with your buddies and, like, run it up the flagpole, like, to your wife? And like, no, you're not. We're doing this that day. We have tickets to this. It's like, oh, I thought, okay, I guess I'm not. That's how relationships start.
That's how it works right there.
They invite you to a wedding, like, 6 months, and you're like, oh, I guess we're going to be together for 6 more months. Mm-hmm. You know?
No,
it's just a series of plans.
That is.
A series of plans.
Yes. They have a calendar. Do you have the shared calendar now?
No, we don't. Well, we do have one that we use, but we don't have it, like, synced up on phones. Like,
oh,
that.
We have ours synced up.
You do?
You honey, have a shared calendar?
Honey, I didn't see it on the calendar. It doesn't exist. What do you mean it doesn't exist? We're going out.
Right,
we're
right.
We're meeting my buddy Peoria Joe. He's in town. What? No, I'm sorry.
We have one on our wall, and, like, if
oh, you're going old school.
If she has something, you know, she'll write, like, hair appointment, meeting, or, like, very specific. And then if I'm, like, say I'm going up to Milwaukee or going out to Vegas, it just says Pat gone.
Do your wives get the right of refusal? Like, if you put something in the calendar, do your wives go, yeah, we're not doing that, and you have to go, okay, guess we're not doing
I guess
that.
Yeah, I mean,
early on
they
but
can
it
do
becomes,
whatever they want, right?
It becomes negotiation. I've been married 15 years. How long have you been married?
6.
Okay, after that 10-year mark, everything's about negotiation. You're gonna go to Vegas with your buddies, I'm gonna buy a new couch.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Now I negotiate.
No, you're not.
I'm negotiating with children now.
No, you're not.
I need new drapes. I need some boots. I feel like she gets the better end of the deal. I'm going to Vegas spending all my money, and I come back, we have a new couch for her.
Yeah, but there's
that
too. That's for the
house.
Yeah,
you got to do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's for the house.
Don't give me that. Now you're sounding like my wife. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes,
or do you ever get the present that's really for her? But it's like, it's my birthday, and I got like this ladder thing that you hang on the wall and you like put a magazine on it or newspapers.
Oh, yeah.
Rungs.
Happy
birthday. I got that for my birthday.
That's nice.
It's for the house. It's for the family.
You read magazines. This is perfect for you, honey. You'll love it.
Or like paint the kitchen table. Painted the kitchen table. And I came home. I'm like, what happened? What'd you do? Oh, I painted the kitchen table. Why didn't you tell me? I want to surprise you. Oh, I'm so surprised. This is
nice surprise.
I love this surprise.
This is beautiful.
How would you respond to the text line that says, I don't have to check with my wife to do anything. I'm not a, let's say, a wuss. There's a word.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I would think he's probably very insecure. That's why I took time to send a text message to a radio station.
A long time. Or
like, I don't have to do that.
Or his marriage is crumbling.
That's not me. Just, okay, buddy. We all believe you.
PatMcGannComedy.com playing this weekend at the Rouse Center in Crystal Lake with Steve Cochran. Great to see you, man. Thanks
good
for coming.
Good to see you.
In.
Happy New Year, everybody.
New
God
Year,
bless. All right. It's CL. We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN.